This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
Paul McCartney uses a teleprompter on stage for Beatles songs. Now, the teleprompter, you would think it's for the reason of what? Well, he probably is forgetting the words now, and he just wants a reminder. And if he has to look at the teleprompter, he'll look at the teleprompter, and he can remember the words just in case. It's not that. Listen to this. McCartney revealed he kept a teleprompter running on stage because he sometimes found himself on autopilot while doing the Beatles classics. While some veteran artists rely on the technology to deal with memory issues, he said his problem with playing tracks written over 50 years ago was his mind was wandering while he sang. He goes, in a recent interview with Smart Less, McCartney cited the example of the 1966 song, "Sometimes I'll Be Doing a Song Like Eleanor Rigby." And on something, I'm on autopilot, and I'm starting to think on what am I going to have for dinner? Maybe you won't have the soup. Maybe you'll just go to the main course. Then I stop because I'm singing Eleanor Rigby. I've separated myself not only from Paul and fame, but a couple of bits in my heads are going in different places. Sometimes that breaks down and I forgot the song, so I have the teleprompter. In 2014, Bruce Dickinson criticized artists who employ that technology, saying, "I've never realized that people were using auto cues. What the F is that all about? People pay good money and you can't even remember the sodding words?" I love the English speak. Anyways, in early this April, Alice Cooper said he wanted to ask Bob Dylan about the suggestion that he didn't use a teleprompter, noting that Dylan's catalog extended to over 400 songs and he chose what to perform on the hoof. "If he's not, it's one of the most amazing memories of all time," Cooper said, adding that he'd be lost without his own. Ozzy Osbourne admitted that 3 years ago, having the lyrics running on monitors didn't always prevent things going wrong. "All these bands take it too serious," he said. "Performing, we're up there having a laugh. You got to have fun. I've got a teleprompter, and I still sing the wrong words sometimes." But that's Ozzy. So, there you go. I know Glenn Campbell towards the end was using a teleprompter because, but remember, he had Alzheimer's and all that. He had dementia. And so it was slowly, he was still performing in the early stages of it, but he had some memory issues. So a lot of people would think it's memory issues, right? But for Paul McCartney, it's like he's singing Hey Jude and he's like, "Did I leave the garage door open?" You know? Like, you know, it's like, it's kind of weird. It's what you and I do when we're doing stuff around the house or we're at work, and it's things that we do every single day. Our mind starts wandering because we can multitask. You know, it's kind of what your mind is doing. You're multitasking by doing whatever you're doing, whatever your job is. But then at the same time, you're thinking about, hey, should I get a bottle of wine today for dinner? Should I, you know, maybe I should take my car to get car washed, you know, whatever, you know, something like that. You're just, your mind is wandering. So Paul McCartney's mind wanders while he's singing Beatles songs.
You were reading my mind, bro, because I was going to mention the Glenn Campbell, because that was just recently on public television, you know, 2 and 17, WLRN, and bro, he's sitting there and just exactly what you said. And it's like he literally said, "Pause the refrain." And then everybody, they started laughing exactly like you said, like, "Lighten up, man." You
right,
know?
Right. Yeah. But you could tell that, I mean,
you're reading my mind, bro.
Ozzy Osbourne's so burnt out that, he would get the words wrong, even with the teleprompter.